Hi, and welcome. This is April with Across the Veil. I'm excited to be here with you today. We're back on the air, sharing information, insights, guidance, making connections with those that may have crossed the veil ahead of us, that may want to communicate and may want to share a little bit more with you or give you some answers and just some guidance. And for the next little bit of time here, we're going to be sharing, and we're just going to be seeing what information needs to be gotten out there. And I wanted to let you know that we are located in Colorado now. I used to be in Alaska, and we're in Colorado now and enjoying every bit of it. And we're doing services here as well as globally. And we're just having a great time sharing. And we decided it was time to get back on the air and connect with those that we love so much and love to share with. And if you'd like to give us a call here at the radio, we are taking calls and we are answering questions for you. So feel free to call in with your question and see where we can get as far as guidance and as far as messages can go. We are our website now is April Lugo PhD.com, and we also have a website that is called Mugwort.com. Those are the two main websites that are connected with us. So if you'd like to connect with us off of the radio, that's one of the ways that you can. And as I was preparing for the program and as I was getting ready, I kept asking, what is the main message? What is the main theme of today's program? And what I was getting is that magic is in the air. It's time for us to embrace and get a hold of that excitement, that magic that is us, and live the life that we have come here to live. Not with the expectations of other people, not with what we feel we need to do because it's what somebody else has put on the plate in front of us, but more of what it is we are here to do, what we our experiences and our growth and our path, and let the magic be in the air. Let that excitement be back in your life. Let that passion grow and build and become you. And one of the things that has oftentimes happened is we have those expectations that will come out when, as we're growing up and as we're doing things, and our families and our parents have our best interest at heart, and our work jobs have the best interest at heart. And sometimes we forget that we need to look beyond that, and we need to look into our path on that, and what is the magic of our path? Where are we going within that? And what is the direction that's happening in our lives? And as I do these programs, I do answer questions, and I do want to communicate with you and those that would like to communicate during the program time. So I invite you to call in and ask your questions. If you'd like to share some information, we'll get that out there, and we'll just see what the guides want to give you. We'll see what the angels want to give you, and maybe even a loved one that has crossed the veil, such as I have the energy of a loved one that is here with me right now that settled in as I began the program. And this loved one is wanting me to tell you the person that this message is for, and that magic is in the air was the beginning message that I was feeling in my heart. Magic is in the air. Magic is in the air. And as I heard this, I was looking at who wants to bring this magic forward? Who is this magic particularly for? And as I was looking for what is for the entire listening audience, I was getting that it's for everybody. And one of the things that I want to share with that, I know I have a loved one sitting here that wants to communicate, but I'm just kind of giving somebody a chance to possibly give us a call in and see if this loved one is for you. But with this magic in the air, this is a year of manifestation. This is a time of creating the reality of what our lives are, as I was sharing at the beginning part of this. And as we are growing and as we are developing, we actually are creating that existence. We're actually creating the reality of who we are, where we're going, what is all about this life path. And this is the time. This is the, if we think it, we're going to have it. If we put any kind of thought process into anything, you're going to find that it's manifesting and it's happening like bam, right now. It's right in our face. It's right here. And that's the exciting part of our walk and our lives, is to realize we are at such a clean and a clear and a crisp connection time that all we have to do is think about it. All we have to do is put our focus into that and allow ourselves to receive that. I do see that I have a caller, Maddie from Atlanta. Hi, Maddie. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Great, great. Any what question? You just pick up, or what? How did that work?
Go ahead and give me your question, and we'll see what comes from there.
Okay, my question is about relationships.
Okay. Ask you to be a little bit more specific, just so I make sure I get the fine tune and we spend the time on what it is you're looking for. Are you looking on the romantic, that type of relationship? Are you looking on relationship within families and friendship and group?
Romantic, someone. Well, I'm actually talking question about this fellow that I'm talking with since August, and okay. He doesn't live in the state that I live in, but okay. I would see him in a couple of months, which is probably okay. May, which will be May, rather, and okay. I want to know, he called me, he's very persistent with calling me 2 or 3 times a week, so I just want to know, is it going to blossom, or is he going to be there, is it going to be romantic, is he going to be there, someone I can... that gonna give me support, you know, all the things that most women are looking for.
Yep, and sometimes, you know, because I am getting also the energy of a group relationship that you're working on, that you're striving to really build stronger. So I'm going to kind of answer your question as 2-part, if that's okay with you. But as far as this gentleman goes, I get that the options and the opportunities that are going to present themselves for the both of you is actually going to be quite empowering. And as I was sharing with at the beginning of the program here, what we want to put our thought into, what we want to put the energy into, what we want to put our words into is what's going to create and make this relationship blessed. And I feel like you're working on that, but you have a little bit of a hiccup in your thought process or a catch in your throat that's kind of causing you to, I don't like the word that I'm hearing, but I'm going to use it, second guess where everything is going. Relax in it. Be at peace in it, because I feel like the options and the opportunities, those are 2 really strong words that have been coming out as I've connected with this, is the options and the opportunities that this relationship is going to create for you is going to be very empowering. It's going to give you the opportunity to embrace yourself, to embrace your actual path, to embrace the direction that you, let's see, what's the right word I can give you? Because I don't like the word path, but I know it fits. It's just kind of like, it's going to be that finding that place within yourself, going inside and finding a connection that's not... I'm sure you've had relationships where it's been fun and it's been nice and it's been a great, you know, this has been good, but, you know, it really wasn't that fulfillment. It wasn't that level of depth. And that's what this relationship has the opportunity and potential of becoming for you, is one of those in-depth type of relationships, almost like a life partner type of relationship.
That probably explains the way that I feel. I have been feeling so rejuvenated since we have connected.
Yeah.
Although I have not seen him yet, we go way back in high school, and when he contacted me, I was like, who is this? I don't know. I really, to this day, don't remember him, but that's okay. He remembers me well. I think that in high school, he was a secret admirer, but never said anything to me about it. So that's probably why I feel so rejuvenated.
Very possibly, and it's kind of like. It's kind of like completing a cycle, looking for the what you've wished for and what you've, you know, established and what you've desired. And, you know, be at peace with it. You know, always keep your guard up. Always keep your caution up at first because you want to make sure that you're in a safe situation. You know that. I don't have to give you those words. But it's something you want to, you know, embrace the situation because the opportunities and the potentials are going to be fabulous for you within that relationship. Now, I kind of want to spin into options. That's what I'm, is the other word, options. Opportunity and options are really going to be strong with this other, with this gentleman relationship. Okay, I want to spin to relationships as a group because it feels like you are in the place of creating and being in a harmonious place. It's kind of like you haven't felt like you fit into what's going on around you. And what they're wanting me to share with you is that you're in a harmonious place and you're in a place where you're going to be led to like-minded people, number one, but you're also going to be shown that which is not serving your higher good, how to let it go, how to release that, and how to draw into yourself that which is going to be helpful, that which is going to empower you, and it's going to be through the acquaintances, through the relationships that you create with other people. And this is really important. That's why I specifically asked you which direction you were hoping for the answer to come, because this one was coming through really strong. And I feel a lot of this has to do with some changes that are going to come up and some differences that are going to be coming up within probably the next 6 months to 8 months that are going to actually help you become you. Find that inner truth. Find that inner voice. Find that inner passion and power.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's why I was, you know, I couldn't really get a real clear hit on which one wanted to come through the strongest when you asked the question. So that's why I kind of wanted to, you know, make sure that I covered which direction you went just in case it was a little bit different. I also have had an energy of a loved one that has passed. And this loved one that has passed, I was feeling them at the beginning of the program, and I've just kind of been holding them at bay to sharing a message. And I believe the message is actually for you. The message for you is to look in the mirror and see your inner beauty and to see how you glow and to see the radiance that has become you. They're very proud of that. They're very, I want to look at it as I'm looking at the energy and where they're positioning themselves energetically wise for me to figure where they fall in your connection. They're not direct family, but someone that you considered as if they were family. So they're outside of the family bunch. So I'm not going to say it's a grandmother or a mother, but it has that type of energy of someone outside of your immediate family that you had that feeling towards. If you can't connect with it right now, that's okay, because 99% of the time you'll get it later. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I got a call.
Is it a male?
Can you hear me?
I said, is it a male?
It's a female. This is a female.
A female.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I don't get it now. Okay.
Okay.
I had a male in my mind, but okay.
This person that I'm seeing is probably like about 5'6", 5'7" when they were alive. Very soft spoken, very tender. Not, I want to say fuller in size, but not heavy. And just very loving, very compassionate. With someone that you could actually just, they want you to look inside, look in the mirror and see the beauty that you have become. I almost feel like with that message, what they're saying is they were very encouraging to you when you were younger in helping you realize that your beauty, your truth, who you were. So, because their energy was so strong when I first began, and let that magic that's in the air, that's been the opening theme that the program has been focused on, but this person is connected with that as well. Let the magic that is in the air become your reality, become your beauty, their energy is here with me, they keep like taking their hands and like embracing your chin bone and your cheekbone and across your jawbone and just kind of like keep cradling your face there, and they want you to realize the beauty that is you.
Okay.
And like I said, if it doesn't resonate with you right at the moment, it's okay. I will guarantee to you 99% of the time, within a very short period of time, all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I get it. That was so-and-so. It happens every time, and I've done this for so many years that it never surprises me when I hear back from a person and they're like, oh my gosh, that was, you know, my best friend's mother or something along that line. But this person really has a compassion for you and helping you understand who you are and where you're going. Also, something about you're now with this relationship thing, I think that's why that was coming in so strongly. With this relationship thing is also going to start beginning to give you more direction and more insight into that what do I want to do when I grow up thing. You know, sometimes we get in later in life and we start looking at that question, but it really feels like they're starting to help you find that.
Oh.
Good. When we can,
because
you know.
I'm not sure. I have a few things I have a passion for, but I'm not sure which one. I was talking with a friend who is a does the same thing that you do and also a healer, and he invited me for a group they have every Wednesday night healers and readers and all that good stuff to come join in. And I thought, wow, this probably would be a good connection for me. And I have a passion for makeup artistry. And I also have a passion for interior decorating. So it's like those three things. And also health, eating healthy and you know, just a passion for making wonderful smoothies and just want to pass the word on to the ones that want to listen about keeping themselves healthy with foods.
Exactly.
So I have a few things that I really have a passion for, but I guess in all reality, I have to narrow it down to one thing and stick with it and focus.
You know, I don't want to say that that's necessarily true, because when we look at a person and when we look at our purpose and our direction and where we're going, we have to look at the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. And, you know, you were sharing with me that there's a potential group that you could go and do some, you know, work with, you know, learn some healing modality maybe and that type of thing. I think that would be a fabulous avenue for you to explore because of that beauty that is within you. But also, you know, if you get up and you're having kind of one of those kind of day, a blasé day, and you pick up the right piece of jewelry or you know, style your hair a certain way, or you feel like you just, that kind of sometimes gives us that lift that we need.
Work.
Yeah. And, you know, and if our home and our environment is designed in a proper way that it feels good to be there, and maybe it's, you know, energetically set up properly, you know, I feel like it's a tool of the beauty of who you are, is you can offer that type of blessing and instrument to everybody. So don't short sell yourself. What I'm feeling is, you know, we sometimes have all of these bits and pieces because we have to look at the whole. And then you go to the healthy eating. It's so funny you're mentioning all of these items, and all of these things are very similar to what we have here with our business, with what we do here. We have the school where we teach people, and we, you know, many classes that we offer. We also have a shop where people are able to come in and get unique items. And we also have the healing center. And
oh,
it's
wonderful.
Just like one of the things that we're really wanting to get started is a juice bar, where where people can come in and get fresh juices and that type of thing. So don't cut yourself onto just one thing, but look at it as a big picture, because people are a big picture. They're not just one thing. And I feel like that's really where you need to go with that is, you know, hey, you might not feel so good today in your body, but let's perk that up. Or maybe your home environment just needs a little bit of an adjustment. And, you know, eating and getting our bodies clean on the inside is huge. So I think you've really got a fabulous, you know, guiding and direction that's going there. And as I was getting earlier, that relationship as a group, man, that's like, to me, is like a right on hit, that this might be a good opportunity for you to explore some more options that are actually you.
Thank you. And that's what my spirit kind of been telling me.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And trust, you know, that inner trust. When you do something and if it doesn't feel right, back away from it and regroup. If it's something that you really feel like it's a passion that's starting to show you that it's you, move forward with it. Trust that everything's going to be in the hands of divine magic that's in the air, because that's what's going on right now.
Okay. Okay. And I think I know who this person is. After listening to you, what came to my mind was my godmother.
Ah, excellent, excellent.
I always called her my godmother. She always lived next door to my mother, and she didn't have children. She always chose me to travel with her when I was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, yep. is that means
energy of her is very helpful. She was very helpful. And, you know, if she were still among the living and were in the opportunity to be in that place, she would still be one of those people that's very helpful, very kind, very connected and loving. And she wants you to see your beauty of who you are.
Okay.
And the gifts that you have to offer.
Oh, I feel so good.
I'm so glad that you called in and we got to, you know, answer your questions, and we got to get you some more insight into the directions of what's going on in your life. Thank you so much for your call, Maddie.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Sometimes when we get the messages and we get that guidance and we get that direction, we don't necessarily connect with it right off in the beginning. And I want you to think about it when, you know, if a message comes forward and you're like, man, that really feels like it could be me, but I can't connect with that person. Give yourself some time, because we know it's going to show itself, just similar as it did here with Maddie. And I am taking calls during this time on the program. And if you would like to ask a question, or if you'd like to see if there's anybody who'd like to come through to share some insight with you, please feel free to give us a call, and they'll be more than happy to patch your information and connect us so that we can communicate and share. It was so cute, because I was just getting ready to share that message that this essence had brought with them when they came in, and that finding the beauty within themselves. And it's so uplifting when we make that connection. And I want to appreciate that caller took the time to call in and get that information. So please feel free to call. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about me, I do have a website. It's aprillugophd.com. And we also have our business website, which is Mugwortz, MUGWORTS.com. And you can find out a little bit more about the business that we have and a little bit more about the school that we run and a little bit more about all of us. And we're here to help you. We're here to give the information and to share the insights and to share the direction that Spirit wants to give to you. There's another message coming through for another individual. This individual works with music. This individual has been in the process of composing and creating a musical composition that they feel is coming from, like, deep within. This song actually feels like it's almost like coming from the solar plexus, from just like about a hand width below the breast line. And it feels like this music and the song and these tones and these notes are just building and building and building and are beginning to create this actual fabulous piece of music. And you may be sitting there and you may be thinking, because what they're telling me is that you may think that this is kind of a really off the wall type of music or something you're not sure is going to be received really well. I want to tell you it's going to be received fabulously. You have, I almost want to say what I'm seeing is like the hand of God. You have that hand in there helping you create this and making this beautiful reality of this piece of music. I'm not overly positive that this person is listening to the program right at this moment in time. And if you are listening to this as an archive, you may find that this this message is really going to resonate with you. But there's also another person with music that this is for right now. I'm kind of seeing like two people that are being connected with this. I'm seeing two people that are, you know, you're like worlds apart, but yet you're both creating these masterpieces within the music. Let that music be there. Use that music to create. Use that music to express and to bring healing on a global scale, healing, so that when someone is listening to it, that what they're showing me is it's the kind of music that as it's playing, it's actually healing. It's actually the vibrations within it can bring peace, can bring love, can bring all of that vibration that is what mankind needs to fulfill itself, to walk this path and this purpose. I'm going to switch a minute here. In 6 months, 6 months, 6 months. Somebody keeps telling me there's something coming down in 6 months. I'm seeing a gentleman. I want to say that you're probably about 5'9", 5'10". You have dark hair. There is something that is coming for you in about 6 months that you're very apprehensive about, that you're downright scared about. They want you to get at peace. They want you to relax. They want you to know that everything is in divine order. They want you to know that you can do this. There is nothing too hard, and that this opportunity is going to open an avenue and give you a presence of, I'm seeing that really beautiful royal purple, almost that divine, almost that, I don't know what I want to call it, that kingly type of energy. This is really going to propel you as an individual, and it's something that's there for your strength. It's there for your purpose, for your growing forward. Somebody who's listening to the program has just recently been diagnosed with throat cancer. And they are wanting you to know that this is not a death sentence, that with the hand of healing, with the alternatives, complementary alternatives that are available, and with changing and starting to speak your truth and allow the vibration, and then there's the bringing me music once again, allow vibration through music, through laughter, through humming, through singing, through chanting. Use that vibration to begin the healing process. This is not a death sentence. Do not see it as such, because when you see it that way, you basically surrender to it and you lose hold of that divine connection that says this is just one of those things that's there and we're going to overcome it and you're going to be made stronger. You're going to be able to speak your truth. You're going to be able to have the opportunity to express that which you need to express in order to bring healing to yourself and to bring your own personal vibration up a level. Bring yourself to that place of divine purpose, divine It's a healing. It's not just that physical healing of the voice. It's not just the physical healing of the throat. This is a healing that goes to a greater level. This is a healing that goes to a greater place. I am taking calls during the hour, and if anyone would like to call if they have any questions or if they'd like to see if we can make a connection and get some insight and direction, please feel free to do that. And they'll connect us here, and we can share that information, and we can get that guidance in that direction and see what is out there for you. I believe I might have another caller by the message that came up on the screen. Caller, this is April. Go ahead. Oh, thank you, Don. Okay, the number to call in, because I was wondering what that was. The number to call in is 888-627-6008, and that's good in the U.S. or Canada. Thanks for putting that up there. I didn't think to get it ahead of the program. It's been a while since I've been on, and I'm enjoying working with the network here again. So if you'd like to call, it's 888-627-6008, and it's good in the U.S. and Canada. So if you'd like to call, do please give us a call at that 888-627-6008 and see if we can't make a connection for you, see if we can't get some guidance and some insight. I'm being led back to what we were sharing at the beginning of how we are going to create our realities, how we are creating the world that we are living in, and the space that we are occupying. We have that ability right now. We have that voice right now within ourselves. All we have to do is think it, and it comes to pass. All we have to do is feel it and know that it can be there. And we have to also watch those thoughts and watch those words and watch those thoughts that want to come forward, because we're creating. I actually teach a class on this, and it's called spell casting. And people kind of look at me a little bit strange when I discuss it with them. But what it is our own words. Our own words are creating and are manifesting the reality that's our lives. They're casting the spells is the only way I really know how to word it, because we're in that place and the vibration of that is so high right now. Wow, the word worthiness is just like overcoming my whole thought process right now. There is somebody that needs to know that you are worthy, that you are sitting in a place and you are wondering at what degree and at what level of worthiness you have, and your worthiness is, wow. The word is just like, as I'm sitting here, a lot of times I'm writing down and I'm doodling and I'm that type of thing, and this word just came out on the paper, and it's bold and it's in capital, and it's all about knowing that you deserve the good, knowing that you deserve to heal, knowing that as worthy individuals, we're worthy of the blessings, we're worthy of the purposes, we're worthy of the path, and we can do it. And there's a certain friendship that you're going to create, or that has begun to create, that it almost makes you wonder, wow, am I really worthy of this? Am I really... wow, this is fantastic. This, that type of thought process is something that you're feeling, is something that is growing within yourself, and knowing that worthiness, knowing that purpose is huge, 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 huge. As I'm sharing this, I have a friend who oftentimes will listen to the programs and will be, sometimes she'll call in, but right now I feel like when I was working with her and her understanding that worthiness and growing within that and watching that bloom, this is a message that's very similar to that, is don't hide. Don't put yourself in a place of feeling like you're a victim, because you're not. You're worthy. You actually are extremely worthy of these blessings, and you are... in a place of abundance and friendship. There's a huge friendship that's going to be forming for you, that's going to really help you understand that worthiness, and it's going to help you understand that process, that it's okay. There's another message for another lady that's coming in, and it's her brother. And this brother is wanting me to tell you the hotline is open, that this message is from her brother, who is across the veil. She's going to know who this is. And he is wanting you to know the hotline is open, that he's watching and he's helping bring in the realities of what you are believing to come to pass. Your journey and your travels that you are preparing for and that you are believing to happen are going to be extremely empowering. You're being guided there. You're being drawn there. It's not just something, oh, I want to go on this trip and I want to go have this experience. You're actually being guided there and being directed there. And by taking the children, even though this would be the kind of journey that if you could do as an individual, you would really enjoy and have a great time with it, but there's a message in it and there's a purpose in it for your children. For your children to go and to learn and to experience, and that you can put them in a safe place, that you can show them some of their old heritage. I'm not sure what that all means, but this is what they're telling me. And know that these travels are in the hands of that which is divine, in the hands of that which is for the higher good of you and the child. It's really kind of interesting because the logo that's on for BBS Radio that I see as I'm doing this, and I think it's one you can see when you go on their website, with the little guy with the little sunglasses and the headset on. That's what your child looks like. One of your children looks like this picture, and as they're showing it to me, so. This is a message that you're on the right path. You're on the right journey. You also have recently been on a trip and on a journey that one of your children had the opportunity to connect with old soul energy. And that's another thing that's going to come forward once again on this trip. Let yourself go. Let yourself have fun. Don't let somebody hold you back. Don't let somebody tell you no. Don't let somebody hold you back. I am hearing that very distinctly. Don't let them hold you back. This is something you have to do, and it's a part of you. And there's a big opportunity that's going to present itself, that's going to be a reality for what you're doing. I am taking calls during the hour. The number 888-627-6008. And you can call from the U.S. or Canada, and I'll be happy to see if we can't make a connection, get you some information, some guidance and direction, and give you some purpose, answers, information, maybe a connection with a loved one that's on the other side. I've had quite a few of them come in today. Quite a few of the energies have come in and wanted to share insight with you, and I know that as more people begin to know that we're back on the air and that we're here, that more of you will feel free to call, but please do feel free to call. And if you'd like to research and find out a little bit more about me, my website is aprillugophd.com, and our business website is mugwarts, mugwarts.com, and you can always send me an email as well, and we can see what's the connections are there for you. But while we're on the program during this time, I'm taking calls once again, 888-627-6008, and see if we can't make a connection and see if we can't get you some information. There is somebody who has been really contemplating whether or not to move, whether or not to pick up your belongings and actually go to a new location. They're telling me to share my story. They're telling me to share what you did. And about 4 years ago, I was in Alaska, and we were doing things, and it was time to make a change. And I could feel it starting to come, and I started making changes in my home and in my household and in my work and that type of thing. And then all of a sudden, I got an invitation to do an event in a different area. And once I came down, I knew it was time to come back. And it's that kind of energy, that kind of feeling you are getting. You know that you've been kind of guided and led to, get rid of some stuff, lighten your load, because you could feel this coming, because you could feel that it was something that's getting ready to happen. And you've been really toying with the idea of moving and the idea of changing your location, changing your comfort zones. And that's such a scary place sometimes. But changing those comfort zones and allowing yourself to do this, allowing yourself the freedom to get ready and do this move. It's going to happen fast. It's going to come about quickly. You're not going to have a slow process on this. It's going to be one of those things, much like mine was. I came down and set the end of September, got home in October, knew I needed to get down the Alcon before the snow and the weather got really bad. So within 2 weeks, everything was sold and gone and done, and we were in the car driving down. So it's that type of quick. It's that kind of fast. And the move is what you need to do. It's a move that's actually going to give you more financial opportunities. It's a move that's going to give you a better health situation. And it's also going to help you become you, help you become the individual that you have come here to be. You're also very protected within this, because the word protection has come forward. You're very protected. Know that as you're making this move, as you're doing this, as you're preparing for this change, know that you're protected within it, and just go with it, go with the flow. You tend to do things that way as it is. You tend to be one of those kind of people that will fly by the seat of your pants, is what I'm hearing. Do it. Feel free within it. Know that it's what is supposed to happen, and that it's safe, protected, guarded, and you're going to be given some really wonderful opportunities. There was a gal who called me a couple days ago and wanted to know about a move that she was feeling compelled to do. And the message that came through was that, yes, everything will present itself and everything will be in the right timely manner. And the very next morning I woke up and there was an email from her that after we had talked, she actually received a connection back for a job. That was something that she had been desiring to do her whole life. And she just took a happenstance on after we had discussed it. She sent in her resume and they wanted to set up an interview and wanted to hire her. It wasn't a, we want to see if we want you. We want to see what we need to do to get you, was the general information of that. And that's what the message I'm getting to share with you as well, this individual who's really been contemplating the move. And if you have that happening and you want to make sure that this is you, please feel free to get a hold of me. Please feel free to call us here on the radio when I'm on. I'm going to be on every other week, basically the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, bringing you the messages and insight and guidance as Spirit has led, as the guides have led. And if you know, want to get an answer before that, you can always send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. And we'll get you that clarity in that direction. If you want to find out more about me, my website is aprillugophd.com. My business website is mugwarts.com. It's mugwarts.com. The email address is april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to share with you and see if we can get you some direction when I'm not on the air. But always feel free to call in when we're on and see if we can't share some of that insight and some of that direction. I'm asking if there's a closing message for someone, and what would that message be? And they're saying to stay clear-minded, to stay clear thought-processed, and don't hold yourself in a place where you feel guilty. Don't hold yourself in a place where you feel like, well, I can't do that because I missed this opportunity. Or someone told me it's not going to happen because I didn't do this or I didn't do that. And you're holding that against yourself. And I'm here to tell you that the guides are saying, no, just let yourself move forward from that. Don't let that become a curse. It's interesting as we were talking about the words earlier and how we create the reality through our own thoughts and how sometimes those words can really create a space of feeling like, oh, I missed it. Now what am I going to do? And we start beating ourselves up inside. It's time to stop the beating yourself up inside. It's time to start pulling yourself up from the bootstraps. Stand up, dust yourself off and say, wow, we kind of went through a rough patch there, or I missed that opportunity, or this change was pretty intense that I was led to have to go through. But now's the time to dust yourself off. It's how we handle that as to whether or not we're going to move forward or we're going to stay in the rut that reality has kind of put in front of our face that we need to realize is not the truth and is not really the reality that's in front of you. And stay clear-minded, stay clear thought processed. What I'm getting is, and I'm seeing, it's almost like taking a desk that's got stuff strewed all over this desk, and there's no clarity, there's no real direction, there's no real purpose that says, I need to accomplish this, I need to do this, I need to do that, or I want to do this, or I feel led to do that, because it's just all cluttered, and you're not giving yourself the opportunity to stay clear, to stay centered, to stay focused. There's a grandmother that has come in and she wants me to tell this granddaughter she's very proud of the fact that you have stopped drinking. She's very proud of the fact that you have taken responsibility for your life. She's saying that you have made the changes necessary that you can make a positive impact on your children and on your children's children and on future generations. Wow. She just, boom, in and out. She's very proud of the fact that you quit drinking, and she's very proud that you are taking responsibility. That goes so along with, excuse me, that goes so along with what this closing message is, in that clarity of mind, clarity of thing put into order, taking responsibility. If it's something that's going on in your world, we need to take responsibility for it and realize that we own it. Just because maybe somebody else is a part of it or an influence of it, who owns the real truth of it? We do. What we've created is what we own the responsibility for, and what we need to come up and come to the plate forward to get clarity on, move forward within ourselves, letting go of that beating up and seeing that worthiness. Man, that self-beating up, you're doing it. You're really good at it. Holding yourself down, holding yourself in that place of You're really hard on yourself, and it's time to stop. It's time to clear up the clutter. It's time to see the opportunities and see what are going to be presenting themselves so that you can begin to dream and so that you can begin to see the reality of what is truth out there for you. And I don't necessarily feel that this closing message is for just one person. I feel like this has a vibration that goes out on a global scale. As I was coming into the office today, I kept hearing, the energy that we put into so much stuff around ourselves that we think is negative and we think is, it's better to get on a bandwagon and do everything we can to try to make it sound horrible. If we would put that much energy into a positive way of treating ourselves and treating our situations and treating our lives, we're then going to be able to see that blessing. We're then going to be able to see that we are worthy, that we are able to do what it is our lives have set forward to do. Once again, that the message is coming forward, tell that person who is feeling the need to move, move. If you feel you need to get out of that house, get out of that house. There's a reason for that feeling to coming in. There's a girl who's questioning herself on a decision that she made with an ex-boyfriend that she tried to do it again. They're wanting me to tell you, remember why they were an ex the first time. It's why they're going to be an ex the second time. Let yourself understand that. Don't beat yourself up about it. You didn't do anything wrong. It's just something that you had to go through and see if that's what really needed to bring itself forward as. The energy is still pretty strong, and I know we're getting close to the top of the hour here, so I'm just trying to get in a few more of the messages. I want you to know that I do accept emails. It's april@whitewolfapril.com. My website is aprillugophd.com. Our business is mugworts, mugworts.com. You can learn a little bit more about us. And if you'd like to connect with me off of the air or not on the program because our time is starting to run out, please feel free to. And especially this person with the move, I really feel like they have some questions and that they have are looking for a little bit more direction. I'm going to try to get in a couple more messages that are coming in real quick here. One is simplify your life. Sometimes our baggage is too heavy and it's too cumbersome. You don't have to carry it alone. You don't have to do this yourself. Simplify your life. Simplify your life. Simplify your life. And I'm seeing like above you, like you have an attic full of things. Simplify. Don't feel like you need to hold on to all that. And I think the attic could be symbolic of your thoughts. Don't hold on to the thoughts that are holding you back. Switch your thought process. Remember when we started the program, magic is everywhere. It's in the air. It's here for us. And what we're thinking about, what we're focusing our thoughts on, that's what we're going to get. And that's the reality we're going to have. So think about it. When I say these words or I have these thoughts, is this really the reality that I want? Is this really the direction that I want to go? Or do I want to be blessed? Or do I want, you know, abundance? Do I, you know, those type of things. Focus that on and remember that when you're simplifying your life, maybe it's some of the words in the garbage that we're holding into our minds is actually what's keeping us from clearing that thought, clearing that attic within our mind. This feels symbolic. The attic that they're showing me feels symbolic. It doesn't feel like it's actually physical. Letting that be real, letting that be truth. I'm also getting ready to put on the website our March classes that we're going to be offering. The classes that we offer through Metaphysical Arts Institute are available on site here in Colorado, as well as if I happen to be traveling into your area, we do classes that way as well, or online. We offer the classes online. We offer them as correspondence as well. We also have degree programs through the school that a person is able to get an associate's, a bachelor's, a master's, and a PhD in some of the different schooling, some of the different learning that we offer. And you can find out about that on our website as well, mugworts.com. And I do accept emails, and I'm happy to answer questions. I do full-on readings and full-on connections for people if they're interested in doing that. Here in March, the middle of March, we're going to be doing a Celebrate Your Life Holistic Expo here in the area, and we're going to have speakers, and we're going to be running live feed of that through our website as well on our Dragon Wind TV channel that we run through the website. So those are some things you might want to take note of. And if you're interested in learning or doing any of the classes that we have, check it out on the website and send me a quick little email. The email for the website or to get a hold of me is april@whitewolfapril.com. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me and understand who I am a little bit more, it's aprillugophd.com. And the business is mugworts, mugworts.com. And I've enjoyed having time to be with you on the program today and sharing the messages of what our thoughts are creating, and that we need to understand that that magic is there for us. I will be on BBS here every other Wednesday, the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, sharing insight in the wisdom and guidance and taking your calls. So go ahead and mark it down on your calendar and write the number down, 888-627-6008. And when we're on again, give us a call and see if we're not able to make a good connection for you and get you some direction and get you some guidance on what is happening in your life right now. There's three grandmother energies that have connected with me, and they're coming in really strong, and I know I have a little bit more time, so I want to share the message that they're saying. They're saying, stop staying in a place of indecision. It is time to decide. It is time to gather up your skirts. It is time to move forward. It is time to honor yourself, hold to your personal truth, and stand in your integrity. That is what will bring many blessings, and will bring blessings to the many people that are in your life. And they're very humble, they're very gracious, they're very loving. And I feel like they're wanting you to No, it's time to gather up our skirts. It's time to make decisions. It's time to move forward. It's time to take all of those negative thoughts and all of those negative feelings and let them just be gone. Let them just disappear. It's kind of like they're showing me like throwing them in the fire and allowing the fire to consume them and move forward and find the positive and find the blessing that's within the reality of who you are and where your life is going, and feeling that balance and that blessing. Once again, I have so enjoyed being on the air with you today and sharing the information. And when we're on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, please feel free to call in with your questions. And if you'd like to find out more about me, it's aprillugophd.com is my website. And you can send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com as well. And if you'd like to find out a little bit more about our business, it's mugwort.com, and the classes that we'll be having here in March that are available on site, online, via the internet, via conference call. We offer many different ways, and you might be interested in finding out a few of the things that we're going to be offering. And I want to thank you for having had this opportunity to be here today and to be back on the air sharing. And for the caller that called in today, I want to thank you for allowing me to share sacred space with you and with all of the listeners. I want to say thank you as well. And I'm feeling the energy of the connections dropping, and I want to thank those that have come forward with messages and with information and guidance to share with us as a whole. I want to thank them as well for being with us. And I want to thank BBS for allowing me to be back on the air with them. And may your week be blessed with love, light, and healing.